Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
What's smoking?
Yeah. Prince Albert smoking? Yeah.
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Now, the calendar may say it's wintertime in South America or summertime in Iceland, but don't mind that, neighbors, because no matter where you are, it's still Saturday night in the Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee. And that means it's meeting time for all our friends from the 48 states. Now, we may not be able to raise or lower the outside temperature, but we've got a man up here who we'll guarantee will raise your good humor temperature. None other than His Honor, George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and greetings to all of our friends who are listening and to those who are with us in person here in the Grand Ole Opry House. The Grand Ole Opry is headquarters for American folk music, and that's right and proper because we're just folks. We open our show with a bullseye. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys and girls have their trigger fingers ready, and the tune is Living on the Mountain, Baby Mine. Taking the brakes off the old buggy. One of the first songs to appear on this show years and years ago was Sweet Kitty Wells, which will be handled with much care by Jack Knapp and Dee and Miss Alcyone. Sing it pretty, chillin'.
You ask what makes this darky weep. Why he like others am not gay. What makes the tears roll down his cheek from early morn till break of day? My story, darkies, you shall hear, for in my memory
look like something's ailing you.
Ain't nothing ailing me, Judge, but I'm kind of riled up. I was reading in one of them farm papers how a feller down in Athens, Texas, has started shaving peaches.
Oh, you mean defuzzed peaches. What's wrong with that, Pap?
What's wrong with it? Ain't big, fancy Alberta peaches good enough for anybody without them having to go improving on nature?
Now, wait a minute, Pap. You smoke Prince Albert, don't you?
Sure I do.
You like it, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, Prince Albert has improved on nature. That special no-bite process is one of the reasons why PA gives you real, mellow, rich taste in smoking joy.
Sure I do. PA's crimp cut saves a lot of time and money, too.
Well, Pap, you seem to be of the same mind as Louie on how Prince Albert has improved on nature in your smoking tobacco. So if I was you, I believe I'd kind of think twice before I got riled up about a feller defuzzing his peaches. Our chief busybody at the Opry is Pap, a politician from the Smoky Mountains. He's a mighty smooth talker, too, neighbors. Now, backed up by his jug band, he'll tell us how Froggy went a-courting. All right, Pap? Quartet, headed by cousin John Daniel from way down in Alabama, has been featuring sacred numbers in these parts for many years. They're going to give us a favorite now entitled, We Are Climbing. All right, John?
Jacob's ladder to the sky. then.
We are climbing
Jacob's ladder to the sky, to the sky.
Kind of go for tall stories here in the Grand Ole Opry House. And next to Pep, I guess Miss Minnie Pearl from Grinder's Switch is it. But there's not a boy in the place that would dare call her a liar. No, sir. Miss Minnie Pearl, step out here and give us the latest news, will you please?
Just proud to be here. I'm just proud I could come. Well, sir, I'll tell you now, we've been having a time with brothers this week. We had to take him over to the dentist. Well, Mammy said when we got through that if and we'd had as much trouble with the few teeth brothers got, she's just proud he don't have a full set. But, we got over, and sir, we went in there at that place, and there's a nice lady, real pretty, all dressed up in white. And she seemed real interested in brother. She just took down everything she could find out about him. Took it down on a piece of paper just to looking at brother just as nice. Brother got so excited looking at her, he couldn't answer. We had to answer for him. Answer? She looked at brother and says, bridge work? And Mammy says, no, he's a farmer. Well, sir, then we got all that straightened out. We had to tell them. They didn't know. They don't know brother like we do. It's a very good thing, too, in some cases, I'm afeard. We awful proud of brother. But we went on in there in another little place, little tiny place in there, and there's a feller in there all dressed up in white. Looked just like a butcher. He's in there just standing there and he says, brother says, sit down, young fella. Awful nice to him, brother said. Well, sir, after brother got a setting in a chair, looked like he was going to stay where he done put it, all of a sudden brother just started going up, just like that, just rising up. Well, sir, just like scared brother to death. And sir, Mammy says to the feller dressed like a butcher, she says, now, none of that there foolishness. We didn't bring brother in here to play with no riding cheer. Well, sir, finally the feller looked in brother's mouth. He didn't have no trouble when brother opened up his mouth. It's big enough. That there sort of runs in our family. Well, sir, he looked in there and he seen brother's teeth. Both of them. He says to him, he says, look way back in there and says, why, this boy's got wisdom teeth. Looked almost like he's surprised. Well, sir, after a while, though, he made an insulting remark about brother's bicuspidors. And then he says he believed he'd have to have gas. Well, when he said he'd have to have gas, that there's the limit. Because we know that brother had never had to run on gas. And anyways, it'd be awful hard to get it now, so we just tucked brother home, got him behind the door, and pulled his teeth with the wire pliers. He's just fit as a fiddle tonight. Well, I'm going to say now. I ain't sing that there and call jealous hearted me. You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my fella be. I'm jealous, jealous hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Now I like fiddles, sauerkraut. I get my mail on the rural route. I'm jealous. Jealous hearted me, I'm just as jealous as I can be. You can have my money, you can have my wine.
Cap, you go on back to town, man.
You let Miss Minnie Pearl alone. Zeke? What you and Paul... Pap, you go sit down. Shame on you. Zeke, what you and Paul up to whispering over there in the corner, huh?
Well, Your Honor, I was just telling Paul how I went to court and saved you Robertson the other night in the horse and buggy.
You got the right idea there, son. There's something mighty romantic about a buggy.
Yes, Your Honor, but here's what I was telling Paul. When I was trotting along on my way down to Sadie's, everything seemed to be so calm and peaceful, I decided to light up a pipe.
You're a roll-your-owner most of the times, aren't you, Zeke?
Yep, but I dug out a pipe I got as a Christmas present and loaded it up with Prince Albert. And you know, Judge, that was a real smoking pleasure. And one thing I particularly noticed was how cool P.A. smoked.
That's a mighty discerning observation, Zeke. Guess coolness is one of the main reasons why Prince Albert is the world's largest selling smoking tobacco. Louis, tell Zeke just how cool Prince Albert is, will you please?
In recent laboratory smoking bowl tests, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all.
Yeah, and most of all I noticed was what real smoking joy Prince Albert is.
Yes, it just sort of goes all over a man, helping him to let loose and take it easy.
And you fellas can enjoy the National Joy Smoke by getting a big red pocket can of PA right away.
Hoedowns come and hoedowns go, but the Tennessee Wagoner will be here about as long as the state of Tennessee, as I reckon. Mac McGar and his Tennessee Mountaineers will give it both the plain and fancy treatment. All right, Mac. We come to the name of a man from the Smoky Mountains who can sing a folk song about as well as anybody in the United States. Here he is, friends, Roy Acuff, and his number will be Night Train to Memphis.
I'll be right there to greet you. So don't turn down my invitation. train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57. Arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
All the day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout hallelujah all the way. Take that night train to Memphis. Tell that engineer to pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack of smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. I'll soon be with my girl, I'm hoping. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
All day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout
Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Grandpappy George Wilkson, trot out those fruit jar drinkers, please. It's time for a little shindig, barn dance, and breakdown, all rolled up into one. The number will be The Girl I Left Behind Me. Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is riding high. Rachel tells us that Brother Oswald has gone into the junk business ever since Uncle Sam issued that call a week or so ago. How's the business, Oswald?
Huh?
I tell you now, Judge, I've got enough junk saved up to build a battleship.
Now we're getting somewhere, son. Now we're getting somewhere.
These days, when we're all having to buckle down and make every penny count, any word about economy gets a mighty welcome reception.
Louis, I think the men are going to give you a good listen on what do you have to say about economy of Prince Albert.
I hope so, Judge, for in every handy red pocket can of Prince Albert, there's the makings for about 70 roll-your-own cigarettes. And if you're a pipe smoker, you'll be gratified to know that the same handy red pocket can holds around 50 mellow, tasty, even-drawing pipefuls. There's real economy, fellas, and just one more reason why Prince Albert is known far and wide as the national joy smoke.
Roy, let's try to find Ida Red. Where is she? Well, neighbors, it's about time for us to hush now. We've been going on at a good rate, and we hope you've enjoyed the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Remember, we'll be here each Saturday night in the Old Opry House. And, men, here's a thought for you. If you start to lose your temper, just hold your tongue and take a draw on that pipe or cigarette that holds Prince Albert's smoking tobacco, and the first thing you know, you'll be able to see daylight. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long and let's all keep smiling, but smoking.
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
This program came to you from Nashville.